Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour 5 of the Nation, we are live at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits here off of 377 and Frenchtown Road. And salute to them and everybody here in Aubrey for having us out today. It's been a heck of an afternoon. Still time to come by. All new customers get a free $25 gift card just for becoming a new customer here at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits. They have the Argyle real estate folks here as well, and the salon upstairs. This is the place to be. Okay, Joel Corey, our friend Joel Corey from CBS Sports, just posted an article about paying the kicker, Brandon Aubrey.
Oh, what'd he say? What'd he say?
He said he's absolutely on solid ground, waiting to become the first $7 million kicker.
Damn right.
If the Cowboys don't want to give him a long-term deal, and he says he's due for about $20 million fully guaranteed, what you could do is hit him with a first-round tender, which is worth $8 million.
Ooh.
I think another team would give up a first-round pick to sign Brandon Aubrey.
You think so?
A late first-round team for sure.
Man.
He said you could also look at franchise tagging him, which will come in at around $6.5 million for the 2026 season. So I don't think this is something you want to drag your feet on. I think when you have a weapon like this, it's potentially worth 6-9 points in any given game. You have a chance. Everybody else needs to get to the 40. You just got to get to midfield. This is a massive strategic advantage, and I don't think Cowboys want to let this guy go.
5 for 35, 20 mil guaranteed. Getting none?
I don't have any issues with it, man.
Or
I mean, they got
4 for 28, 20 mil guaranteed.
5 for 35, you're thinking?
The Cowboys like 5-year deals
yeah.
If they can get him. He's 30 years old. Kickers usually age well, I would say.
Yeah.
You still got Matt Prater out here doing it at 40-plus.
41 years old, yeah.
I think the great news is he's from here. He's married here. You know, like, he doesn't want to leave.
Right.
Clearly, Micah Parsons did at some point anyway, wanted to leave. Here's Wolchuk with your proper round tripper.
Thank you very much. Gavin, is there any chance, just any chance, we can somehow sweet-talk you to eating a frog leg?
He said if he was hungry, he would do it.
Because our buddy Ed, Michigan Ed, big time Wolverine fan. He's brought in some Cajun food.
They look really good.
Yeah. And all Ed really wants is, and they don't even look like frog legs. They're fried up looking like chicken tendies.
I'm going to have some, this crawfish etouffee he's got right here.
I'd take a bite of one with you if you want to.
It just doesn't seem like an animal I'd want to eat.
No, it's okay. You know? It looks gross.
Like a
too.
Science project.
Once you get it out of the fry, when I actually saw, like, Eric just took a bite of it.
Is he pulling it out? Oh, he's pulling the bone out. Oh.
Was it, like, can you give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down, or is it okay? Are we thinking it's thumbs
looks
up?
Looks like he's going to crush. Looks like he might be going in for
a
second.
I think actually they're gone now. I think that Eric is claiming this. He is. He's actually putting the bones back on the rest of the frog legs.
Kind of like a chicken wing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It kind of looked like dark meat chicken.
He's into it. All right. Not bad. Maybe they're not as big of a deal.
Bringing the whole deal back to the broadcast position.
He's just going
to
sit down and crush it.
Yeah. Let me try a little bit
of that. Go for one of those
little
suckers.
Just see what happens.
Just a little nibble. Oh. See how it is.
Okay.
You see, the meat itself looks a little strange. Chewing all day long.
It's outstanding.
It's good?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it like the gator?
Very similar to a gator.
There we go. I know you're a big fan of that gator. All right. Congratulations to the Cubbies. They're going back to the postseason. First time since 2020. They clinched the National League playoff berth with an 8-4 victory over the Pirates today. They were high-fiving. They were popping bottles in the clubhouse. So congratulations to the Cubs as they are back in the postseason. As manager Craig Counsell said, you just don't get to do it right, so you take advantage. Have fun with it. Enjoy each other. Celebrate each other. We'll see if they can go make a win in the NL. But congratulations to the Cubs.
I'm a frog leg guy.
Right on.
Food. It's been established.
Fried frog legs.
Favorite food?
I'm not going to say it's my favorite food. Got a little kick to it, too, huh?
Move over, burgers. Make a place for the froggy leggy.
Got a little something to it, man. I'll tell you what. That's a real deal. Then now they're fried. I don't know. Is it generally frog legs? Are they fried or do it a bunch of different ways?
Legs.
But, yeah, fried frog legs,
Brian's giving the nod of approval. Wyatt,
yeah,
congratulations
really
to Wyatt Langford. He has joined the exclusive Power Speed Club in Texas Rangers franchise history. 20 homers, 20 stolen bags. Three are among an exclusive group of Rangers players that have recorded 20 dongs and 20 stolen bags in a single season. Ian Kinsler did it three times. You had Toby Hera do it in 1975 before anybody else. And then now Wyatt Langford has joined the exclusive fraternity of 20 and 20 in Texas Rangers history. And I think that's just the first of many for Wyatt Langford.
Toby Hera was stealing bags when you still had to be a man to do it. You know, he'd be willing to get in a fist fight down there in order to take your bag.
Yeah, Toby Hera was actually a really good player, good infielder. Played third base, played on the same team with, like, Mike Hargrove, Lenny Randle, Jeff Burrows.
Mike Bassick Sr.
Yeah, Jeff Burrows, yeah, Buddy Bell. I mean, was Buddy Bell on that team? But, yeah, I think he played with Buddy Bell for a couple years.
Yeah, I think he did.
But, yeah.
If memory serves.
The Rangers team in the 70s, they were so bad, like 72, 73. Billy Martin came, got a lot better, kind of player development kind of showed up a little bit, had some guys that were like good young players, just never Fergie Jenkins pitched. They just never were able to kind of get over the hump. If they had the playoff system the way it is today, they might have had some teams that got in the playoffs that era.
Yeah.
But they just never were good enough to get into the win the division.
Well, the ESPN ranked each team's biggest success and biggest failure. And for the Rangers, they said the biggest success is overcoming injuries. Over their past 20 games, they came out of the weekend, the Rangers had won 15 of the last 20. And they closed the gap on Houston and on Seattle. Obviously, we know what's happened to start the week here. They've dropped the first two in Houston, and it's a big one tonight. It's a must-win tonight. If they lose tonight, I know mathematically they're not eliminated, but I don't really see great opportunity for them to be able to overcome this. Unless you do, it's really going to have to be the other team's demise. Like, the other teams are going to have to absolutely stink. You're going to have to probably win out all but maybe one game. Maybe you can drop one. But tonight, it's a must-win for Texas. DeGrom's on the bump. You got to get it done. Biggest failure, they say it was the home offense. Rangers have just a 676 OPS Globe Life Field. Wow, and this was surprising. They're 724 on the road. Last season, they were 34 points better at home. The season before, when they won the World Series, they were 107 points better at home. And Jock Peterson, obviously, has been really, really bad. So that's going to aid in that. But when you look at how good the Rangers really have been at home this year compared to on the road, that was a little bit surprising that the offensive numbers really tilted that much better on the road versus at home.
Well, it's the weird, like, air stuff they have going on right now. Like, the same power with the same launch angle is going, like, I think 8 feet less now compared to when the globe opened. And they're trying to get it figured out. But they've looked into it with scientists and everything, and they just don't know why.
Yeah,
but you know, you benefit from it.
You do. No, you absolutely do.
But I would not be surprised if it continues to be the case where the Rangers will be a better OPS team on the road than at home.
Maybe pitchers are more welcome to coming here now. They're
how great
I can
was
improve
their pitching at home this year? Do we have
the pitching was fantastic. I don't have those numbers in front of me, but
number one,
the pitchers dominated. Home, it definitely helped with just how big that park was, and your defense also was really good, being able to run down balls in that big park and be able to field them. Phillies were the first team to win their division. That happened over the weekend as they were able to clinch the NL East for the second straight season. Congratulations to them. And then Cal Raleigh, he did it again, man. Two more home runs for Seattle, 55 and 56. He passes Mickey Mantle for most home runs by a switch hitter. And now he's looking at passing Ken Griffey Jr. in Seattle Mariners history.
That's crazy.
To try and be the most home runs in a season for a Mariner.
Especially because he just came out of nowhere. Like, Griffey Jr., we knew, you were hearing about him like you heard about LeBron, you know, coming up through the ranks. And it's like, oh my goodness, his rookie year was a celebration. And you knew his skill level was just elite. And you were watching the Michael Jordan of his sport essentially compete. So when he did it, it kind of made sense for Cal Raleigh. It's just out of nowhere.
Oh, I don't think Brett Boone might vote for MVP.
Brett Boone might be the only other Mariner that achieved such a quick ascension in power.
yeah, in any 1 year.
The big dumper, man. The story of the MLB season. And then finally here, I do want to just let everybody know, starting 2030, Feces Field will be no longer the home of the Washington Commanders.
Oh, congrats to them.
The D.C. City Council, in an 11-2 vote, give second and final approval for a $3.8 billion project, including a 65,000-seat stadium on the old RFK Stadium site by 2030, along with a massive mixed-use development of the surrounding area. The Commanders are officially returning to D.C., so I'm sure everybody that gets to cover the Commanders, if you are somebody that covers them on a regular basis, or if you're a Cowboy person and you got to go there once a year, you're probably pumped about this, because I've heard nothing good about Feces Field.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Martin told us, we asked him, is there a single redeeming quality about the stadium, and he said the road locker room, they have a pretty good bathroom stall situation.
Okay. Yeah.
Apparently they have like
the
quantity of stalls.
10 bathrooms, I can leap all day.
Yeah, yeah, Lil Wayne was a part of the construction.
Heck yeah, he was.
The road locker room.
So the Commanders have to play at that place for 5 more years?
Yeah. Well, at least. I mean, they said by 2030, so maybe they can get it done quicker, but it'll be at least 5 more years.
67 years old when they're doing that stuff.
Nah, you don't look a day over 21, yep. You
67.
Beautiful man.
I might have to go see the place, load up and go.
Yeah, okay. You should.
Road trip it.
Road trip it.
Sneak
Let's
a
do
bunch
it.
Of beers in like you used to do at the old
Cowboys
Stadium. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Will Chuck.
Thank you.
There it is, a proper round tripper. You're now set for Rangers pregame, which is coming up at 6:30, a must-win finale in Houston. At least get you the silver boot. And at least get you the tiebreaker if, in fact, things are meant to be in the final 9 games of the season. You're definitely going to want that in your back pocket, okay? We're live at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits, and you still have another 15 minutes or so to get here. Take advantage of this new Tolo promotion. They have a $25 gift card for all their new customers. We're back to put a ribbon on this show and get you handed off to the Rangers pregame coming next here on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back, Nation. Okay, final segment, Rangers pregame coming up here in about 10 minutes, thanks to Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits out here in Argyle 377 for having us out. Man, you guys rock. There's so many Tolos out here, and Argyle is an amazing spot to be. 8595 US 377 here in Argyle. That's Argyle Station. Lots of retail around it. Let me just say one last time. They're looking to put in a sports bar right out here on the street. They got like a giant building opening as they're installing all this new retail. Argyle is absolutely blowing up. Hey, here's your chance.
Let's go, Jay.
Here's your chance, though, to attend the Ultimate Cowboys Fan Hang presented by our friends at Whataburger. You and a guest will enjoy game day inside the star on the very seats where the team breaks down plays and talks strategy. You'll be joined by Cowboys cheerleaders. A former Cowboys player will be hanging out to talk football and give you an insider's perspective. Plus, you will enjoy a delicious Whataburger lunch with some exclusive goodies to take home as well. All you have to do be caller 10 right now at 877-881-1053. And if you don't win this time, do not worry. You'll have another chance tomorrow morning with Sean and RJ.
If you've ever been to Zach, we did Scout 101 there, right?
We did.
So that if you've ever been to Scout 101, that's the same meeting room, the auditorium that they have, the beautiful auditorium with the screens and all that stuff. So be a good opportunity to watch a game and enjoy some Whataburger, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, really unprecedented, like, lifetime bucket list kind of access
sure.
to get in there.
It's really cool.
And take all of that in. Okay, Adolis Garcia is back tonight. How many fans out there, the text is open. How many fans blame the decision for messing with the mojo here with the three losses in a row as soon as Dolly comes back? You know, the insiders laugh at it, just like Brian did right there. You know what I'm saying? But it's very insider.
No, I was laughing because I thought it was might be true.
No, yeah, my father-in-law is he's like they played Adolis Garcia and they screwed it up. They screwed it up that Sunday.
They say
putting
you don't
Dolly
ever
mess
with a winning streak. You know, I guess they're messing with a winning streak right here. So.
But, I mean, I know I would love to see what would have happened if you would have left it alone.
But you know, the thing about it is, Dolly's against Houston. You got to play that card, don't you, Dawson? You're standing there. You've got the poker hand. You're looking at it. You're thinking Adolis is the ace in the hole when against Houston. You got to go there, right?
I would think so. Maybe not Sunday against the Mets, though. You know,
but you had to see if he was well enough to play in the series, though, right?
Maybe and maybe I don't know. Maybe he didn't play the last night because he's not 100%.
That's
maybe
that's
he's
what
battling through something.
Which is why I'm surprised he's in the lineup tonight.
Well, hopefully he goes off and the Rangers have a big miracle for us. But it's like Ralph Strand just told us about the young stars emerging. As long as Jamie Benn is there, you're going to have less of a chance that the young guys can feel like this is ours. We're always deferring to the veteran and, you know, whose team it really is. And, you know, we'll never know. You know, I think right now it's looking like they absolutely need a miracle or they will be home for the second October in a row. And then we'll hit a massive offseason where they should have plenty of money under the luxury tax threshold. And after being under it for a year, I think maybe Ray Davis might feel inclined to go over. Maybe we push this thing to $300 million payroll.
I say we do this.
An absolute spending spree. Yeah. All righty. Thanks to Ross Lubinsky filling in for Lucius Alexander today. Look at that. He went 4.5 flawless. Okay, so salute
and baby
to
Ross.
Thank you so much.
Good job.
Hell yeah, Ross.
Woo! Shout out to Argyle. We love you.
Yes. Thanks to Jay here, the owner at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits. Hell of a host, man. We had a terrific time in Altolo's here in this area. You need to make this your new liquor store and a wine store. They got an awesome beer fridge as well. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us every day at 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Of course, Wolchuk and Chia follow. We got a full show tomorrow, including the Jake Ferguson show at about 5:20 tomorrow. Brian's going to preview the Bears defense for you at 3:40. And for Broadus, I'm Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.